and on this marble floor he surely should have. The young and extremely beautiful woman who had approached him was clearly surprised by the suddenness of his reaction, but the hands he shot out to seize her shoulders only closed on thin air and then themselves, making a soft clapping sound that echoed back from the ceiling above, a ceiling at least as high as that in the Cradle of Lud. The woman's green eyes were wide and wary, and he would have sworn there was no harm in them, but still, first to be surprised, then to miss like that. He glanced down at the woman's feet, and got at least part of the answer. She was wearing a kind of shoe he'd never seen before, something with deep foam soles and what might have been canvas uppers. Shoes that would move as softly as moccasins on a hard surface. As for the woman herself, a queer double certainty came to him as he looked at her. First, that he had seen the boat she came in, as familial resemblance was sometimes expressed in Caliburn Sturgis. Second, that a society of gunslingers was a breeding in this world, this special Keystone world, and he had just been accosted by one of them. And what better place for such an encounter than within sight of the Rose?
"I see your father in your face, but can't quite name him," Roland said in a low voice. "Tell me who he was, do it please you."
The woman smiled, and Roland almost had the name he was looking for. Then it slipped away, as such things often did. Memory could be bashful. "You never met him, although I can understand why you might think you had. I'll tell you later, if you like, but right now I'm to take you upstairs, Mr. Duchesne. There's a person who wants..." For a moment she looked self-conscious, as if she thought someone had instructed her to use a certain word so she'd be laughed at. Then dimples formed at the corners of her mouth, and her green eyes slanted enchantingly up at the corners.